Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, Eric, it's Don. I was on the production site. He calls it the production site.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. All right. And a bunch of the guys and I got into a question over lunch talking about lunch. If you could eat one item off your high school cafeteria menu tonight, what would it be?
Ooh,
easy answer.
Really?
Yep. Hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
If you could eat one item off your high school cafeteria menu tonight, what would it be? Any 530 Club members with some thoughts on that? 312-233-1019. Oh. I wonder if I could change that slightly, Don, because I did not eat off the menu in high school. When I went to high school at Caneland, everybody brought their lunch in high school.
Oh. Really? Okay.
You ate the hot food in middle school.
Yeah, well, middle school was the bomb,
middle school,
too.
You lived for it. But by high school, you're kind of doing your own thing lunch-wise.
And right. Did they have it available to you?
I think they did, but I think it was really sparsely used.
Really?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Whip, you sound like a guy who used it every day.
I feel like I did use it every day, and I remember this is bringing back a lot of memories, and
isn't it?
I have a specific food that I used to just look forward to every single day.
All right. We're going to go around the room, and all we're looking for is your food answer. You ready?
Uh-huh.
For Don and the guys on the job site, the production site, if you could eat one item off your high school cafeteria menu tonight, what would it be? Melissa?
For me, my favorite was the fish sticks and tater tots combo.
Okay.
I loved it. Oh, my God. I love so many things, but I think I got to go with the classic, the Italian dippers.
They
were like mozzarella sticks, but very large. It was like a breadstick with cheese inside and came with marinara sauce. And oh, my God. Italian dipper day was really good.
Tater tot day was a big day at Caneland Middle School.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tater tot day was a huge day.
They're always going to be a hit.
Whip seemed to really resonate with him, this topic. We'll get your calls coming up here. 312-233-1019. But Whip, you were going with what?
The taco boat.
Yes, I used to love the taco boat.
They had a boat.
It was called Taco Boat, and really it was just a...
Was it a Tuesday? Taco Boat Tuesday?
I feel like it was there every day, but my mind may be playing tricks. It was just like basically a tortilla, but kind of in the shape of the boat, like it had sides and stuff, and you just throw the meat inside there, you hold it, and go to town.
So would you make your own boat?
You would make, I'm trying to remember. Maybe they put the meat in there for you, but it feels like it was piled high.
Was it like a buffet, taco boat buffet?
It wasn't. You had
back
to
in the
ask,
glory days when you could have a buffet?
Right. I think you had to ask the lunch lady to get it for you. You couldn't serve yourself, but yeah.
You could see everything.
You could see it. All there.
It's like Subway.
I'll take one of those, please.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Don on the production site said he and the guys were talking about high school lunches. What do you remember? What do you miss?
Oh, yeah. I've been out of high school 25 years, and the one thing I still miss is their chili.
Chili.
We did it differently. Huh. They always had it with cinnamon rolls. We put and we had to have blocks of cheese. So you put the cheese in the chili, let it melt, and then you dip your cinnamon roll in the chili.
What? Cinnamon roll dipped in chili with melted cheese.
Huh.
That sounds
like some
kind of science creation, like a chemistry class creation.
That's a little sweet and spicy going on there.
Got it all going on. That's what you got going on there.
Oh,
about seventh
God.
Period. Yeah, big bowl of chili, seventh period. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
There it was right there.
Social distancing.
That's what happens. Get chili at lunch. Get the science class seventh period. Watch out. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What do you remember from the lunch line?
I remember Betty's, the lunch lady's, chocolate peanut butter bars.
Peanut butter bars. I kind of want to go see Betty.
I would have married Betty if she wasn't already married.
She was a lovely woman. What high school was that?
It was Adams High School in Rochester, Michigan.
Ah!
Oh, nice.
I went to the same high school that Madonna graduated from.
No kidding. Did you know her?
No, like 20 years after.
They have a shrine built to her there or anything like that?
No, they didn't, but somebody actually stole the yearbook photo of the big posters out of the library, so they never replaced it.
Wow, because in some high schools, when somebody goes on to make it big, they'll display his football jersey.
Sure.
I don't know if they would display Madonna's bustier or something.
Like her cone bra.
Yeah. Her cone bra.
That would be great. Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. Violetta said, someone she met recently said, let me see your phone screensaver picture. It'll tell me so much about you. And we just shared ours, and they were weird. Now we're looking for your top three phone saver, screen saver pictures. You ready?
Yeah.
Lee, on your screen saver, it's what?
My mom and dad's ashes floating down a river.
Your mom and dad's ashes floating down a river. Like, you sprinkled them in the river, or you put an urn in the river and it's floating down?
No, my mom's ashes going down the Chicago River, and my dad's ashes going down the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a side-by-side.
Very poignant.
Very, very sweet.
Something completely different. Bridget, your screensaver is what?
Bo Jackson in his football and baseball uniform.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
What?
Bo Jackson.
That's hilarious.
Totally
you
know different.
Is he your neighbor or something?
No, I wish.
Big fan? You know, I've played golf with Bo a few times, and he's a very good golfer and a tremendously nice man.
And I think he lives around here still, if I'm not mistaken.
He lives out in the southwest suburbs,
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bo knows football. Bo and said baseball. Just this week that if he was playing in today's game, he would run for like 500 yards every game because no one knows how to tackle anymore.
I saw that.
Something to that.
He's a beast.
Something to that extent. Number three, Woody, your screensaver picture is what?
All right, Eric, this was actually for your guys' chips, tips in a Mexico trip.
Yeah?
But it was me standing in the snow in my work boots. I had a pair of briefs on that said Save Ferris. A sombrero. In one hand, I had a bottle of tequila. In the other hand, I had my chihuahua.
That tells
chihuahua.
Me something. Oh, yeah.
So you have a picture of yourself on your screensaver.
That tells me something about you, Woody. I know all about you. I don't know that I know much about Alicia. Number two, your screensaver photo.
It's a picture of Michael Scott from The Office with stars on the side, and on the bottom it says, I am dead inside.
That tells me something about you.
It sure does.
I know something about you now. And finally, in at number one, Amy, your screensaver photo is what?
My three boys' bare butts.
Ah, there it is.
Oh. How old are they?
26.
Well, ew.
Right now they're so 6, 10, and 11, but in the picture they were like 9 months, 4, and 6.
Oh, that's cute. That's sweet.
Three bare asses all lined up.
You say it so good.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
You just take those to sweet quality out of it.
Oh, it's very sweet. It's three bare asses.
Some tookish.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It was the back of my Christmas card picture one year,
Oh, man.
Too.
I wish that was hanging in my house right now. That's a lot of explaining.
Yeah.
What kind of friends do you have?
Throw
me some Gronk. Gronk sat down with reporters for no discernible reason. He decided to say this.
It's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
What are you talking about, Gronk? And he just looked back like, I don't know. I just felt like saying that. I don't know. Weird sayings your parents used to say that make no sense whatsoever. Bill.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So when I was little, my mother would, I would always ask her why. My mom would turn to me and say, why is a crooked letter?
Why is a crooked letter?
Oh, yeah.
Every
like
time he would ask why, see what I see kind of what she's doing there.
I kind of get it.
Spin she's got
hey,
on that.
Why is a crooked letter? All right. Whatever, Mom.
Okay.
Hi, Susan. Made no sense.
Good morning. My mother, when she would get upset, would say, oh, I'm so mad I could just spit nickels.
I could spit nickels.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
That's weird.
We had a guy we knew who had a big head. We're like, what do you think weighs more, his head or a sack full of nickels?
Oh.
That's so nice.
I would say it to him, so it was okay.
Okay.
Just behind his back.
He knew he had a big head.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Dubs.
Morning.
The phrase your parents used to say.
My dad used to tell me, no brain, no headache, you idiot.
No brain, no headache. And you got to add the idiot on the end.
Hey,
no brain, no headache, you idiot. That's like on the golf course when they try to get in your head, you just fire back at them. Can't rattle an empty birdcage.
Is that what you say?
Yeah. I got nothing up there to rattle.
Oh.
You can't get to me.
Right.
Nothing's
Did they
happen.
Say that on the golf course, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Melinda.
Hi there. Love you guys.
Thank you. The parents used to say what?
My dad used to tell me all the time, and he even told my two kids before they left for college, if you're not having any fun, lower your standards.
That's how we live our lives.
That's actually good
plan.
Advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Really good advice.
Grandpas can say that.
Yeah.
Parents can't. Grandpas can.
Hmm.
And then finally, the strange phrase your parents would always throw at you, Sandy.
My dad would say, I'm going to throw a seven.
I'm going to throw a seven.
Yeah, us kids would scatter like mice and start counting the fingers on our hand and wondering where he was going to get the extra ones from.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a weird saying,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I don't know even know what Sandy was talking about there.
I don't know.
I'm going to throw a seven feels like a craps reference.
Oh, probably.
I thought it meant a slap.
At the, at the craps table.
I was thinking bowling.
Roll a seven.
Want to throw a seven in bowling?
Seven pins?
That's not good.
Hmm.
Ten is.
I don't know.
That's a strike.
I don't know what he means.
On the craps table, you got to roll the bones.
Seven,
throw
yeah.
a seven. Coming out seven, come 11.
Like seven hot.
Right, out of the gate. Seven, come seven, 11. Everybody get paid.
Right.
Once the point is set,
know.
You don't want to roll the seven.
Okay.
But once the point's set, you're good to go. Let's find out what, well, everybody's talking about. Top three things trending on Twitter. Diving over to the social media desk. Violetta is sitting there monitoring. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Rumor has it that Adele and Spekta are dating.
Oh, I love Spekta.
No, wait, I said it wrong. Skepta.
I love Skepta. I love him even more than Spekta.
I'm skeptical of this report.
Man, I'll listen to Spekta, but if I can get some Skepta.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll switch right over.
If you don't know who that guy is, he's a musician, and they grew up in the same town in London, and there have been rumors for a while, and now People Magazine are officially saying it, so it's all around.
Well, I hope that works out for them.
Yeah.
If not, there's always Spekta in the background waiting. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Shawn Mendes is all over Twitter gushing to Jimmy Fallon about quarantine life with Camila Cabello.
Does anybody feel like he's terrified of her?
No.
There's something.
I think he's terrified
of her. There's something.
Because he's going way out of his way. I love her. I really love her a lot.
Stop it. He says that after being in a hotel room since he was 15, you know, every single night, slowing things down has been nice. He enjoys doing laundry.
He's been in a hotel room since he was 15?
Yeah, like bouncing around, touring. He says he enjoys doing laundry, walking his dog, and grabbing the same mug of coffee in the morning with Camila.
I love her a lot. She is tremendous.
Yeah, she's the best.
Is she behind me right now?
Oh,
no, she's not there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God.
Stop it.
Oh, thank God. And trending on Twitter, number one.
The first three words that you see in the word find will define your 2021 is what everybody is sharing, the first word that they catch in this word find on the internet. Do you guys want to try
it? Those are fun.
Word find. I don't know word find.
Word search.
Word search.
Word search puzzle.
The first word
so
you
the
find.
First word that
oh,
you see.
It.
Okay, what's the first thing you
Wine.
Saw? Wine. Okay, good one. Anybody else catch anything?
You haven't found one yet.
Wintacho. I found Wintacho.
No, that's Carl. Not a word.
Oh, there's sex. I just saw that.
Okay, of course well, so that's, you did. That's your word then.
Boob. I see boob.
Let me find one. Whip, look at the paper. Boob, he's looking at me.
Whip still can't see any words
in
there.
I saw one, but I have to find another one.
But,
was it marriage? I saw marriage.
Oh, I see.
Are these all dirty words?
No, it's whatever catches your
just
eye,
yours.
Guys. Just the first. But and boob. So I saw Chipotle.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Anything yet, Whip?
Well, now I found like three in the ensuing moment. The first word I saw was crabs. That's why I had
crabs.
To move on.
There we go. There it is.
Had to move on from that.
It's going to be a big 2021.
I found friends eventually. That's much better.
You thought 2020 was bad. Wait till crabs of 2021. It's probably too hard to post
that,
right?
Oh, my God. There's
no, we
such
can definitely
nasty
post that.
Words in here.
Yeah.
Look, I haven't seen one
nasty
word.
Well, actually,
I just saw. Right there.
I just saw.
Well, I'm certain they're in there, but. God knows you would see them right now that you're all oversexed.
Starts with a P.
Are you going to be okay, sir? Yeah, I'm great.
Oh, no.
Anybody listening who passed out at the most unexpected time? 312-233-1019. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
When did you pass out?
I was working for a veterinarian, and it was my first time assisting in surgery.
Oh, boy.
And he looked at me, and he said, "Are you okay? You look a little pale." I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. And the next thing I remember was waking up in the other room.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
He's halfway through working on the iguana. You're out cold.
Yep.
Out cold.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long time.
Sometimes it's the little things that'll set you off, too. Christy passed out cold.
Yes, I did. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was sitting at my desk holding papers, and I got a paper cut, and I'm not big on blood or anything like that, and the next thing I know, I wake up underneath my desk facing the wall and
no idea
what happened to me.
The paper cut put you down for the count.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything. The world closed.
Everything.
Wow.
Oh, man. Those hurt.
They do.
Those hurt more than IVs.
Even just hearing about it, yeesh.
Yeah, I know. Passed out cold, Tiffany.
So when I was younger, I had fainting spells, and my friend had stayed the night prior, and I got up early in the morning to take her home on my little moped, and I fainted, and we crashed the moped into the ditch.
Wait a minute, you fainted while driving a moped?
Yep, with her on the back.
I don't mean to be out of line here, but you might have had that coming. driving a moped. Yeah. Come on.
Well,
we all had them back in the day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well. All right, fine.
Why?
That's,
everybody
that's God's
had
way
them
of getting even with you. Yeah. Driving a moped. Really? I'm going to pass you out. I'm
You're
kidding,
done.
Tiffany. I'm certain it was fine. Oh, look at this. Wow. Got a couple of interesting ones. Nancy, out cold.
Yes, out cold. We were at in Italy taking a tour in the Colosseum. Mm. I pass out all the time, so I have a million stories,
right.
But this one...
Yeah, like every
is,
6 hours, talking. I'm out.
Yeah, I was out cold, waking up to strangers pouring water down my back right. To try to get oh, me to wow. Come to.
Strange Italians.
Yeah.
Trying to feed yeah. You rigatoni. Hey!
Wake up! Yeah.
And then finally, Brian, this is not the time.
Hey, I was dating a girl, and we were doing the deed, and I blacked out.
You caught, passed out while doing that?
Yeah, she caught me in midair.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She was wow. Just that good, huh?
Wow, blood or pressure plummeted.
You were working
wow.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough explanation, isn't it?
It was that good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what she's
that
saying.
Good.
I'm telling yeah. All our friends, I don't know if you know, but I am so good. They pass out during it.
Yeah.
It is that good. Hi there, Rob. What did your parents get so mad at you about?
They got a little upset when I forged my dad's name to change high school.
Oh, what?
I can maybe see that.
Oh, my all God. Right.
What's their
that.
Problem?
Yeah. Yeah, how dare they? Such unreasonable people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Why are your parents so mad at you, Tyler?
I bought a pickup truck.
And that made mom or dad mad?
Made mom mad because she's like, it's not going to fit in the driveway. You're going to want to spend so much money on it. You're going to have to move all your friends and everyone else. It's just going to be a big pain in the butt. And I loved it. Honestly,
uh-huh.
I...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so she's know? Is she mad at you currently? Is this a new My Parents Are Mad at Me story?
Well, she's like, it doesn't fit in the driveway. I can't fit my car there. You have to keep moving it and just like...
Oh, because you live with your parents.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They're like, how dare you put that pickup truck in the driveway? Right. How am I going to get my big, huge car out of the garage?
That's funny.
Parents are so mad at you, Susan.
Yeah, my dad went from a flip phone to an Android and wanted me to come over and help him learn how to use it. And I had to tell him, hey, Dad, I'm really sick. I can't come over. And the reason I'm sick is because I'm pregnant.
Ah, Dad, what? I'm very pregnant, very sick. Okay. I can't help you set up all the apps on your new phone. How mad did he get?
Yeah. His response was, well, I don't know anything about that, but I need to make some phone calls.
Right.
Oh,
how do you talk to
God.
People on this contraption? That's what they call it. They call it a contraption.
That's right.
Parents are so mad at you, Jess.
My mom and I were having a discussion in her car, her brand new car that my dad bought her 2 days prior. And she told me I couldn't go out that weekend, and I stamped my foot and I put a hole through her windshield.
Oh, my
what?
God. Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's
yeah.
Pretty bad.
And you were like 31 at the time. Oh. Wow. Mixed morning mind bender. 43% of singles flirt more with their eyes when they're on a virtual date. Melissa doesn't do that. She just stares at shirtless guys until one of them connects, and it happened. Good for her.
It did.
That worked great. The average person must maintain and hold eye contact the optimum time for how long in order to make a connection. Like, what do you think it is, Melissa?
I'm going to say 30 seconds.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Wow.
Oh.
Could you look at somebody in the eye for 30 seconds?
Well, I thought maybe they needed like a moment to connect because it was video or something.
That's not a moment. That's an eternity.
That's a lifetime.
Wow.
Okay.
Never
mind.
Let's see if we can get the answer. Oh, boy. Hi there, Gina.
Hi. Is it 15 seconds?
Still too long.
Thank God.
Still too long. Gina sliced it right in half, Melissa, and it's still
yeah.
too long.
Okay.
In order to make a connection, the optimum time to hold eye contact, tell them, Mark.
How are you doing?
Good. Your answer?
I'm going to go with 9 seconds.
That is exactly right. Nine seconds of sustained eye contact is what they say causes the brain to flip into connection mode.
Cool.
Yeah, I think any longer, my eyes would be watering.
Right, yeah. I think you are allowed to blink.
Right.
to across the big pond. He's a good British lad, Harry Styles. What did he do with?
Well, so apparently he had some car trouble.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he had to go to somebody's house over in the UK. Mm-hmm. And
he had to stop. He's on the side of the road and went up to some person's house. Okay. Yeah.
And then the guy from the house invited Harry in for a cup of tea because the guy's daughter, it turns out, is 13 years old and a huge Harry Styles fan.
Did the guy at the house know it was Harry Styles? Is that why he invited him in, or did he just invite him in out of neighborliness and Britishness and found out later, oh my God, look who you are?
That's a really great question. Let's just go with he was just being neighborly, but figured it out later.
Okay.
So it turns out, though, that Harry Styles, once he was in there, he and the dad got to talking, and the girl was not home at the time. She was out. But Harry Styles had a cup of tea with the dad, wrote a handwritten note to the girl.
As he waited for Niall Horan to come pick him up?
Exactly, yes. And the note says, Theodora, my car broke down on your street, and your dad's friend kindly let me wait at your house with a cup of tea. I'm devastated that we missed each other. Looking forward to meeting you soon. Treat people with kindness. He puts a bunch of hearts on there and says, P.S. I fed the fish.
So he also fed her fish.
He fed her fish. That's right.
Nice. It is really nice for you.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I would rather not know. I wouldn't want to know.
If Harry Styles came by your house and you missed him?
And I missed him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to know.
I don't believe you.
I would not want to know. I would be I'd throw up. I'd be so sick to my
stomach.
I would throw up. I would throw up.
Pump the brakes.
But but he left you a nice note.
Yeah.
And he's coming back. I'm sure he's going to follow through on that.
He's not coming back. No.
No, he is.
You'll never see him again.
No, Theodore is going to meet him.
No.
That's it.
And when he has a concert, when concerts are up and running, he's going to invite her.
Oh, yeah. He's already forgotten it.
Yeah. There's no way.
He's moved on.
You know, the concept of, I'm interested in too, the concept of going up to a stranger's house to ask for help. You know, over there in Great Britain or wherever Harry is out in the, you know, in the country region out of Suffolk.
Yeah.
You drive around and your British car that you drive on the wrong side breaks down and you walk up to a house and like, oh, come in and have tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here they slam the door in your face.
No,
you
kidding.
Might get a gun.
Have you ever?
Somebody might, I don't know.
Yeah,
never
get
call
off my
the
property.
Cops on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Like, has your car ever broken down and you've had to go up to a stranger's house before? Where was Harry's cell phone?
No, that's why I always, the beginnings of these stories, sometimes are like, wait a second here. But that's what they're going with. Car broke down. I don't know.
Well, he still has to wait for somebody to get there.
So why wouldn't he wait at the car? Because he went up to the house to use the phone to call for help.
Yeah.
He didn't just, I called for help on my cell phone as I sit in the car. Why don't I walk up to that stranger's house and see if I can go in?
Right. Maybe he just looked like a respectable enough man that they said, I know I can trust you. Come on in.
But still the concept of the phone.
Yeah.
Harry Styles didn't have a phone? 312-233-1019. Have any of you ever had to go up to a stranger's house when your car broke down, like in the middle of nowhere? And then what happened? Did you have to spend the night? You hear those stories all the time.
That happens on Hallmark all the time.
Right, yeah. Well, if it's happened on Hallmark, it's got to be true.
That's how great romances start.
Next thing you know, you're sleeping in a twin bed that the granddaughter used to sleep in, and you can hear weird noises outside, like is somebody sharpening a knife.
You're turning what?
What would
happen? It's supposed to be sweet.
Well, it doesn't always work out that way.
Yes, it does.
Real life.
Oh, haven't you seen the stories before? You know, like then you're tie in the basement, Buffalo Bills there, and
no.
All right.
No. You wake up and you have hot chocolate.
No, Halloween is coming. The dark stuff has to happen. Nobody goes up to strange people's houses. Like if a stranger came up to your house right now, Melissa, and you look out and it's some guy you don't know.
Yeah.
You're not eager to open that door.
If it's daylight, I do. And I usually make a quick judgment on whether there's like, they look like they have anything.
What
like
if he looks like Swanee?
Dangerous.
You slam the door.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure.
Terrified.
If it is Swanee, you slam the door.
Terrified. Mean, even if you know him, you don't answer the door.
Right, that's what I mean. Right. There were tears galore, by the way, when the little girl found out about the Harry being. And I don't know if those are tears of joy or upsetness.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, my husband and I had gotten in this really bad fight, and I decided that I needed to go for a drive.
Oh, good.
And
That always works.
Yeah, I was just going up and down random streets, and I ended up in the middle of Illinois and like the middle of cornfields.
One of those random streets took you to central Illinois?
Yep.
Wow.
And I ran out of gas, and I walked up to this farmhouse, and I asked, you know, where the nearest gas station was, and they're like, oh, you know, it's a couple miles down the road, and they gave me some gas and sent me on my way.
Very nice people.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice people.
In a Hallmark movie, you would have fallen in love with the farmer there and moved there and left your husband.
In my movie, you'd still be tied up in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens in the scary movies.
Movies.
You've seen the Geico commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, that works. Hey, Debbie.
Hey.
Your car ran out of gas, too?
It did, but I didn't know what was wrong. I had borrowed a friend's.
Were you fighting with your husband at the time and needed to go for a drive?
No. Actually, my car was being worked on, had his friend's car, and he did not tell me that they put the gas gauge in backwards when he replaced it.
Whoops.
So I thought he gave me a car full, and it was F means fill up, E means empty. I'm like, wouldn't you tell that to somebody when you're borrowing them a car?
Did you go up to a random person's house and ask for help?
I did, with a 9-month-old baby. I look like a crazy woman, and I'm just knocking, saying, my car broke down. We're in a cornfield. I don't know where we are, what's going on. He looked at it and said, you're out of gas. I'm like, how? It says F. And he goes, you're out of gas.
Wow.
He borrowed me money, took me to the gas station with the baby.
Wow. Lovely man.
And, yeah, he was really nice.
Like a Hallmark movie there.
Totally. Yeah. And then they fell in love.
Is that what would happen in a Hallmark movie?
Yeah.
See, in my movie, he would take your baby, claim it his own, and name it Jed.
Don't touch the baby.
That's what would happen.
No. No.
You got problems.
And you would still be living in the basement.
I can't with you.
That's what would happen in
you
a Halloween movie.
You need to watch some Hallmark.
No, in a Halloween movie, that's what would happen. I told you that story, you know, speaking of Central Illinois and walking up to a house. You know, that's my whole family's from Central Illinois in the farmland, all farmers.
Yeah, right.
And I spent every summer at my grandpa's farm.
Oh, your grandpa would have helped people, right?
Well, it depends. In the middle of the day, yes, but at night, no, because I remember vividly. Yeah. I was like 12.
Okay.
And it was the middle of the night, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that. And I heard something in the house, the old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
And I come trudging downstairs, and I see in the rocking chair in the window, my grandpa in the dark, rocking in the chair, and the shotgun's on his lap.
Oh,
what?
That is from a movie, it sounds
like. Oh, he's ready.
Like, picture in your head what it looks like. That's what it looked like. The sun coming through the window, or the moon coming through the window.
Seriously?
And I said to my grandpa, I'm like,
what's happening?
Everything okay here? And he didn't even look at me. Like, in a movie, he didn't even look at me. He goes, it's just fine. Go back to bed.
Oh my God! You give me the creeps.
And I went back to bed. As it turns out, some drunk guy came pounding on the door, I guess, and was trying to get in the house.
What?
And Grandpa came to the door with the shotgun and said, why don't you lay down right there in the front lawn now?
Oh my God.
And you look out the window, and there's a guy laying down in the front lawn.
Oh, my God.
Until the cops showed up.
Until the
sheriff showed up.
You don't want to mess with your grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
That is a really
cool
story.
He told me later, I told the man it'd be wise for him to go lay in the front yard right now where I can see him the whole time until the sheriff gets here.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
How did we miss that story?
Kind of creeped
you
out
there
right
to
there.
See that. I got goosebumps.
It is time for Three Story Thursday.
Cool.
Three stories and three stories only. I give you the headlines. You pick the order you want them. We end with a bang, and then we go right into a double your paycheck name.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Here are your three headlines. Headline number one, Three Story Thursday. Skeleton strippers celebrating Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Headline number two. Doctors may have discovered new organs in the middle of your head.
Yeah. Organs in your head?
See how Melissa, she was kind of sort of listening there. And then the second I got to it, then you see her head pop up?
Yeah.
She was like writing her list like to go shopping later and then go, bam, I'm back.
Organs.
She loves the doctor stuff. Loves it.
Whoa.
I think you might like this then too. Headline number three. Instagram model with the biggest cheeks in the world wants to enlarge them even bigger.
What kind of cheeks?
Well, you'd have to wait to find out.
Oh.
What are we going to go with?
Can we just start with the skeleton strippers?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's go. Let's end on cheeks.
Okay. You got it. Your deal. Skeleton strippers celebrating Halloween. K-H-O-U. The Kahoo.
The Kahoo.
That's what it's called, Kate.
Really?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
The Kahoo says Angela Nava's Halloween display is ruffling feathers in Richmond, Texas. She has skeletons pole dancing in front of her home.
Oh, okay.
Angela says her candy strippers at the candy shop display is not offensive like her neighbors claim. It's modeled after an adult club. We just really had a good time changing the scene up every night. Every night we changed the positions of the skeletons on the poles.
Oh, geez.
It's really been great, a great creative outlet for me. We've all been cooped up. It's been a terrible year. Can't we just have a little fun?
Yeah, of course you can.
Angela's HOA wants her to remove the display. Kahoo will follow up on it. Doctors may have discovered new organs in the middle of your noggin.
How is this possible?
Yep.
I don't even understand it.
Yep. Over 160 years ago, a Grey's Anatomy author, Dr. Henry Gray, this is before Grey's Anatomy on TV, there was an actual Dr. Gray.
Right now, the show.
That's what it's based on.
Weird.
Compiled the most comprehensive text on the human body. Yet after dozens of revisions and new editions, doctors are still making discoveries. One such finding by researchers at Netherlands Cancer Institute points to a potential fourth set of salivary glands nestled in a space where the nasal cavity meets the throat, Melissa. If the new organs are confirmed, it will be the first in about 3 centuries.
Crazy.
How have we missed them?
So and we can taste with our brain.
Yeah, tasting with our brain.
How do they work? Salvatory, right?
Yeah. Got it all there. I like when Violetta gets all medical. Salvatory.
Salvatory.
I think you just went with like an Italian waiter. Salvatory. Hey, come
right,
here.
He'll bring you the rigatoni.
Wine, Salvatore.
As opposed to salivary, which is in your hand.
Salivary.
And finally, three-story Thursday. Instagram model with the biggest cheeks in the world wants to enlarge them. A Ukrainian Instagram model. Anastasia Pokotaryshuk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's right.
Yep. claims to have the biggest cheeks in the world right there on her face, but wants to pump them even more full with fillers. You may think that they're too big, but I think they're a little bit small. I need to refresh them again soon. Pokotaryshuk received her first cheek injections 4 years ago and hasn't looked back. After I had the injections, I saw the changes in my cheek and I fell in love with them. I've had people tell me I'm one ugly bee. And that I should kill myself.
Oh,
when I see
on,
it, I just laugh it off and I ignore it. Well, it's Instagram.
Of course. Yeah.
It's not nearly as mean as Twitter. Imagine what they say to her on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, I will say that she should not kill herself or anything along those lines, but it does look a little weird.
It is weird. Pokracheva Shumanushubashek says she also wants to go under the knife and get a boob job, too, to match her cheeks.
Yeah,
maybe we should
post
a picture of her.
Okay.
She is freakish looking.
Yeah. Really,
anything on Instagram, it's mean. Our second check over at the social media desk. Violetta keeping track of Twitter all morning and what's trending. Are you ready?
Yes.
Trending on Twitter at number 3.
Politics are everywhere right now, and the New York Times started a new trend. It's, can you tell a Trump fridge from a Biden fridge? People are taking pictures of the inside of their fridge, and then other people are analyzing who they're going to vote for. Just based on the products you have in there, how clean it is. It's kind of ridiculous, but everybody's doing it.
Have they given any indication on what a Trump fridge looks like versus what a Biden fridge looks like? Like, are there more vegetables in one?
It's also like the kind of milk you have. Like, almond milk has been like Biden.
Okay.
A big jug of milk has been Trump. Egg containers, if it's the styrofoam versus loose eggs.
Right.
Styrofoam is Trump. Loose eggs is Biden. I don't know. Just different little judgments or...
Trump has an old bag of McDonald's in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Trump would appreciate you saying that the big jugs were in his fridge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I will say that.
Like, that's right.
Hey. Wow. All right, let's get the other two.
Yeah.
I got the weird one about the fridge now at number 2.
Keanu Reeves has short new hair, and he was spotted with his buzz cut in Berlin, where he's been filming The Matrix 4 since August.
And trending on Twitter, number 1.
Coconut milk is trending after the Chicago Sun-Times article posted that Costco no longer is stocking coconut milk products from a Thai distributor that's accused of using monkeys for forced labor.
What?
I know.
What?
So PETA came after some companies in Thai companies that apparently are having monkeys pick their coconuts and like as forced labor. So now, I don't know. It's a weird story.
I didn't get the monkey to agree.
Well, the monkeys are now, they've unionized. So.
It's a strange story.
They're striking. You drive by, it's just a bunch of monkeys holding up strike signs.
Yeah,
they're not doing it anymore.
They have an inflated rat.
I can't get coconut milk anymore, huh?
At Costco.
Well, it's very healthy, coconut milk. You know, and so a lot of times, it's important when you're in certain professions to have a short haircut and be healthy.
Like the FBI?
Oh, my.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.